What a world. You're now listening to Nightmare Radio with East Dia Zach and Brittany Christen, the Black Culture aficionado. Bye.
On demand, bags on demand. On demand, bags on demand. On demand, bags on demand. On demand, bags on demand.
I need the cash on Pronto, give up a lottery ticket. I get the bags at the bundle, full of the white like it's Iggy. $5 million cash or wide load, and we bout to get it. We're from the north of the sand, though. No name on my hitter.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Yeah, Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Yeah, soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there.
Welcome to my nightmare.
All right, welcome back.
What up, what up, what up, people?
Episode 50.
Don't sleep.
It's the real episode 50, because last week, I ain't come in with my energy correct at the dough.
That's right.
And, you know, if you're looking for the content from last week, it's on the way in bits and pieces. But, how you doing, queen?
Hey, girl.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I want to give a birthday shout out. By the time this comes out, we have had a successful birthday weekend for my best friend, Kima. It was super duper cute.
Friend. She's a real
friend. Yes, yes. Mom. And happy birthday to my Aunt Maddie. Today is her birthday as well. By the time she hears this, it's going to be past her birthday. But I'm going to call you. You know, I've already called you at this point. So.
Yes, Aunt Maddie and Keem, Cousin Ema.
Happy birthday, Cousin Ema. Yes. So it was a good week outside of that. The weather tried to play it this week and the pollen. The weather and the pollen tried to come for me.
Yes.
And I did not send for them.
When it stormed Thursday, all I could see on the ground was
red, yellow.
Yeah. And I was so surprised. I was very surprised. But we got a action-packed show this week.
We do.
And I like how you started the show last week. She was really trying to get it together for me.
I got you.
Hey, man. But, you know, this week we're going through the culture list again. We are introducing a new segment to you called The Male Perspective.
Yes.
Hopefully. And we have a guest coming into the studio, an East Side Queen. Will be in the building.
Yeah.
So you guys be sure to keep it locked. If you're looking at the video, we're gonna break this into segments. So just go look for the other videos. Just,
of course.
You know,
course.
But if you're listening to the audio, we thank you for your commitment to listening. Because guess what?
Hold on to the end of the show too.
We got a lot of plays and no promo.
Hey,
cause we ain't dropping our damn promo for the show.
We haven't. You know what? You know what? We appreciate y'all for rocking with us. That's nothing but the strength. And you know what? We are not going to disappoint you. So without further ado, I didn't know how your week was. You asked me about mine.
Oh. My week was all right. It was all right. I was off Friday, but I didn't get to do nothing that I was doing. But yesterday I took some time, you know, to get it together, to work on some things.
Yes. Much appreciated. That's what today is for me.
Yeah. I got to tell you something. I don't want to tell it on air, but I got to tell you something. I put some work in. And
we're
going to get something back hopefully tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
What? What is that?
Is it a circle?
Bootleg.
Okay. Turn up. Yes, don't sleep. We out here.
We on the way.
So, without further ado.
Yes, this segment is brought to you by... Oh, wait. The welcome. We ain't welcome y'all.
Lord.
We said all this and we didn't say... That welcome to the podcast. Welcome. If this is your first time listening or watching, you could have clicked on any other podcast, and we thank you for clicking on ours. Now, this culture list is brought to you by Slutty Vegan. Use our code Slutty Nightmare to purchase your merch. Be sure to go to any of the locations, RDA, Edgewood, and Jonesboro if you out there on the south side. You know, get slutified.
Okay.
Going to get slutified.
And tell them we sent you.
Tell them Nightmare Radio sent you to get slutified.
What up, Pinky?
What up? All right, let's get straight into the list. The 63rd Grammy Awards. Dang, I need to get mine.
Get it.
63rd Grammy Awards. The Grammys is as old as my mama.
Really? Your mama's 63?
And blessed.
And looks amazing.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, this year's award show, did you watch it?
No.
I did get a chance to watch a few pieces of it. Somehow my Sunday nights, they really escaped me. But Blue Ivy got another Grammy win.
That's what's up.
Yes, she won Best Music Video. So Beyonce and Wizkid are also sharing that Grammy. But that was just the cutest little thing. Y'all remember back in 2007, 16, I want to say.
Yeah, when Jay-Z said he got another Grammy for her to play with.
Yeah, it's a little sippy cup.
Sippy cup. Now she's sipping out her own Grammy.
Hello,
don't
baby.
Don't play with Blue.
Do not play with Baby Blue. She is. I can't wait to see what she manifests into, because clearly
she is on the way.
For sure. Tiffany Haddish. All the flowers, queen.
You yes, girl. I'm coming on tour real soon. You got to right. keep saying
it. He's going to open up for you, Tiff.
I'm coming.
She's going to open up for you.
I'm on the way, B. Don't worry about
it. Yes, she made history. The first black woman to ever win the Best Comedy Album was Whoopi Goldberg, I think, 1986. And no black woman has done it since.
Oh,
until
wow.
Tiffany Haddish came
Let's
on
go,
the scene.
Haddish.
Yes, and it was so beautiful and humble the way she found out while she was recording her Kids Save the Darnest Things thing. So, I love you, girl. Keep pushing, okay? That's what's up. Cardi and Meg.
Child, did you she see? She had the conservatives in and up.
Did you see the performance?
I saw it.
It
I caught sexy. It on YouTube.
I'm yeah. talking, wow. Ooh.
It was cute or whatever.
It was, well, you know, the FCC got so many complaints. They got like 80 complaints about that content being salacious and over-sexualized and not belonging on cable television, family programming, etc.
They just mad. They just mad because I bet you in the next couple months that thing gonna be 7 times platinum.
You know it is.
And
it's halfway there now.
Exactly. And also, Cardi made a great point. She was like, it's 10 o'clock at night. Why was your kids up watching Ooh. The Grammys anyway? So, bloop to your parenting.
It's
because
a
you need to get it together.
Mm, don't come for Cardi. We already talked about how we are Cardi gang. And we are also in the Hive. And of course, I got a report.
Yes, yes.
Beyonce made history. She is the most Grammy awarded female artist with 28 Grammy nods. Well deserved.
That's what's up.
Well deserved.
Shout out to her. I know it's gonna be more on the way.
Oh, you know she
so
ain't
that's,
done.
That's lit.
Yes.
Okay. The Grammys got a lot of shit wrong.
Okay, because I've been waiting on this night for all three seasons.
I have been too. Now, I don't know why Lil Baby wasn't on there as far as his album, and Roddy Ricch's album wasn't on there either.
I mean,
now,
they were nominated. Oh, not for, Roddy, for Grammy Album of the Year.
But Roddy Ricch dropped his album at the end of 2019.
Yeah.
And I don't think he dropped the album in 2020 at all. So when you think about it, you let all these other albums come out on top of yours, and it kind of just fell into the dust. Also, the Grammys is not really the BET Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Roddy Ricch won Album of the Year for the BET Awards because everybody, you know, we know
we
the caliber
with the
of
culture, right?
But they put other people on the list now.
Billie Eilish cleaned up. I think I want to say Taylor Swift got Album of the Year.
But not rap album.
Not rap album. Oh, Nas got that. Oh, yeah. And now at the same time,
we ain't too mad.
You cannot go against one of the greatest lyricists of all time when he drops something.
Yes. However, Jid was Grammy-nated. That's the home team.
Wait, really?
Yeah. And we want him to win.
Destiny was nominated for Rap Album of the Year?
But he wasn't nominated for that. But he was nominated for something.
Oh, shout out to you, Root.
And
shout out to the home team.
We need the home team to be winning.
And we need you to come holler at us. Come show us some love.
So, yes, let us get into the next
win
for the culture. Okay, Kanye West, crazy, but he got that money.
Mm-hmm.
$6.6 billion.
At 43 years old.
That is
most paid black man for sure.
But you know what? You know how he got into the billionaire?
How?
Taking advantage of the church people. He done put a church album out, passed around the collection plate.
That's not true.
And now he a billionaire. But now, why he wasn't a billionaire before the
Listen, now Sunday Service did win a Grammy for Best Christian Contemporary Album this year.
Mm-hmm.
But they say that his money is from
the
Yeezy line. The Yeezy line, and he just signed a deal with Yeezy for Gap as well.
You know what? Them shoes are expensive.
And so that contributes to like $1.3 or $1.7 billion of his worth.
So now I'm trying to figure out, is he underpaying his associates like Amazon too?
I don't know. Ooh, that's a good
are
question.
Are these shoes made in America while you was trying to run to make America great again, Kanye?
You know what
Find
else helped
out.
Him with his million?
Kim K.
You know it, because she has more than a few hefty and successful businesses in the States lined up. But you know.
Ooh, that divorce.
Ooh. And he told He told Kim K, you got to contact me through my security, baby.
That is so rude. That's so petty. Nasty and so rude.
So nasty.
You got four kids.
We're going to come back around for
you
these petty.
You got four kids.
For these petty men when they get kicked out of their relationship.
You got four kids. And I got to contact my... Anywho, we need the aunties to summon these petty men just like they summon the people in the White House. When you see an auntie come to the podium... Speak
the first time.
The first time when you see an auntie come into the room, you better speak. And Miss Marcia Fudge was not playing with y'all when she walked into the room for her first public appearance as the
talk about a first impression.
The HUD Secretary of HUD Housing and Urban Development.
Yes, that's right.
I'm looking forward to that auntie doing great things in the White House.
She came in and said, "Good afternoon."
Good afternoon.
You better speak the first time. That's the last time she's going to warn them, too. The next time she takes that podium, it's going to be a different type of respect. And I ain't mad at it, auntie.
Meanwhile, Ben Carson is joining the I Am Negro tour to tell his story. story about his Republican experience. And didn't nobody tell you to go over there and do all that? Jesus.
We talk about messing up your legacy.
And Ben Carson, you are definitely one of the people I was learning about at
Rock
Chapel.
You could have just saved it at your gifted hands.
Anyway, how do we feel about this, Queen? How do we feel about this?
I think this is a great idea. It must be led with some precautions. So Instagram has announced that they are creating a new Instagram for kids 13 and under. And I personally think this is well overdue. So it's news to me that Instagram technically prohibits any account users under the age of 13 years old right now. I couldn't tell because everybody and their mama, everybody's kids have their own Instagram accounts. I mean, I literally see my friends' kids on Instagram all the time. They're like 8 and 10.
Right.
And I made my expressions and my concerns known when all of the busted challenges and everything else was happening. This is the same algorithm. This is the same explore page. This is the same shade room that your 10-year-old is getting. So just like you over here in the mirror, bust it. She over here trying to play with you.
And I just don't agree.
You don't think so?
I agree with them not being on our Instagram.
Yes.
I don't agree with them having their own Instagram. Reason being, adults are already insecure. They already comparing to what Keisha Birkin bag do to what my Target bag do.
Because the Target bag is good.
But it ain't a Birkin. Now, what I'm thinking about is the self-esteem of these little kids subjected to social media now.
Yeah.
That is going to be a bigger issue. We already have children suicide rates. We don't want people doing that on social media the 13 and under platform.
But they doing it on the big platform too. Like that's already a major issue. We live now in an era where, you know, cyberbullying and social media abuse
is a real thing.
It's rampant and it's highly like that's why it was so crazy to me to find out that Instagram didn't want people under 13 on, because the largest amount of Instagram users that are subject to cyberbullying and self-esteem issues and stuff like that come from the 17 and under age group.
Exactly. That's why they don't need a 13. Think it'll be worse? Yes, but I feel like it will be all of these celebrity kids who got their own phones. Because I hate to be that parent to say my kids ain't getting no phone till.
I'll be that parent. Sorry, Skylar.
Okay, we're going to come back to that. Also, honorable mention, them AOL chat rooms we used to be in. Did you have AOL?
Girl, did I have AOL?
ASL. Where do you live?
Age, sex, location.
But as soon as you put some crazy shit on there,
you get kicked out.
And they send in an email to your mama.
But were you not a part of Coke Music?
No.
Oh, see, I'm telling.
I was on Black Planet.
I had a Black Planet. I had a tag.
I wasn't supposed to be on there.
Exactly.
And anywho. Moving into these L's.
Ooh.
The aunties is acting up. What's the name of the episode? Auntie. At this point. But Auntie Anita Baker.
I'm just so heartbroken to hear this, but this is not a surprise. She's in the fight of her life against her record label for ownership of her masters. And this, we see this too many times. Prince tried to tell us about this. This is why in the 90s he started changing himself to the artist formerly known as Prince, while he worked hard to, you know, procure his own masters while he was living and still under contract. But Anita Baker has outlived all of her recording contracts. 35 years is the standard time length. you know, I mean, Anita got some years, you know. A lady never tells her age, though.
I know. And y'all need to release this lady, Free Auntie, because I'm trying to clean up to Caught Up in a Rapture.
Yes. So per request of the queen, we are not allowed to stream any of her music, anything from her catalog, just like Dave Chappelle, see?
Yeah, but you know, with it being 35 years later, you would think that they would just go ahead and give her what she needs.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
I, you know what? I'm not even going to disrespect the queen like that. My mom made a very, very tasteless joke, and I'm not going to do that because I do not want...
Not mama. No, we don't want
Auntie Army to come and get me for disrespecting that. So
No, we're going to leave that right where it's at.
Keep it.
Okay.
Speaking of disrespect, speaking of the disrespect of it all.
The disrespect of it all was when his son thought he was going to get he was going to have some help from us.
Y'all, Kirk Franklin's son, Kerryon Franklin.
Lost his damn mind.
Drop the clip right here.
Okay. If you think I'm really disrespectful, let me say it like this. When your bitch ass starts disrespecting, then get your skinny motherfucking ass back out the goddamn way before I put my foot in your ass. Because
I dare you. Shut the fuck up. I'm old.
How you feel about it?
Well, you know, it's no secret. Well, the secret is out now that they had a toxic relationship, a father-son relationship. But Kirk Franklin said in that interview that he did not play the full tape, you know, because at the end of there was like you know, a resolution of some sort to the end of that call where Kirk Franklin tried to put the person that helps them manage their relationship on the line. But look, honestly, you don't come out the mouth talking sideways to your mammy or your pappy.
You don't. Okay? And you know what? I didn't get to hear his interview with Ricky Smiley, so forgive me. But I know Ricky Smiley always talks about how these grown people have a sense of entitlement. Ooh. And I know that's what Ricky Smiley was saying. And his daughter was saying, you know, you're 33 years old, you've been given the resources that you needed, and you're just not doing shit with your life. You can't get upset with your parents because he's Kirk Franklin and you don't have nothing to show for the 33 years that you've been, you know, he's supposed to be a producer. I don't know. However,
Kirk Franklin
cussed.
You know how they say Kirk Franklin and Plies are the same person, but they never been seen in the same room?
At this point, Plies Franklin. But it's on...
the indignation of his voice. Don't you ever disrespect me.
But it's really on Navajo the Lamb. We will not be canceling Kirk Franklin.
Oh, no, he does not. He is not canceled.
He will
by the
not
culture.
Get canceled. And if you would, if any you black have daddy been, would have done the same if you thing. Have been cussing a little bit this week, just go to our Nightmare Projects on Apple Music, and we're gonna have the Kirk Franklin playlist for you by Monday. If you've been cussing a little bit on the job, just have the playlist. Just go to the playlist and recenter with a little Kirk.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are true.
Okay.
All right. Very, very, very serious. This is serious. So, Robert Aaron Long, a 21-year-old white man from Cherokee County, went on a shooting rampage last week outside of Atlanta. He left 8 dead, targeting 3 massage spas. 6 of the 8 people that were dead were Asian women. And it was said that he had like a sexual addiction.
Fetish.
Right. And fetishized Asian women. And he wanted to eliminate his addiction.
By killing them?
Quote unquote, it was a bad day.
Quote unquote, you can kiss my ass. Quote unquote, get y'all cousins. Quote unquote, moving on, because y'all know I will go on a rant.
Wait, because I have to ask this question.
To me?
To our listeners, this is a great time to chime in on the conversation, because I've already seen a bit of piece of it, and I'm really trying to choose my words very carefully as the Black culture aficionado. The Black community has done an astounding amount of support, you know, in light of this recent attack on the Asian American community. And I think that that is admirable, and I think that is beautiful, and that's what a good person is supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Because we cannot deny that Asian Americans, Asians have, you know, received inherent forms of racism and prejudice and hate crimes towards them, mm-hmm. towards their men, their women, their children. Historically, the United States is notorious. They sent the Asians in concentration camps during World War II. Like, it's here.
But,
Do you think that this type of support is warranted from the Black community, given the tumultuous relationship between Asians and Blacks as well?
And that's a great question. I don't know. If we're looking for, if we're at the point of reconciliation and allyship, maybe it can be a, we aren't the problem, they are the problem.
But white supremacy
is the problem. But not more so of, we got y'all back. Because at the same time, they be following us around the beauty supply store too now.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's like you can't be the inherent hate
that's been displayed against African Americans by the Asian community as well.
I think it's, again, like we said in the Elephant in the Room episode, it's really all about the mindset, because just like Black people are on the other, on the side with white people, what's the man name that's supposed to, Ryan Cameron?
Not Ryan Cameron, the radio guy.
Not him, but he's the guy who's supposed to have arrest the cops that killed Breonna Taylor. Is that his name? Somebody Cameron.
You're talking about the attorney general.
Attorney general in Kentucky. Look at him. Look at Ben Carson. Look at Omarosa.
Everybody
look
at that ain't your kinfolk is your skinfolk. Exactly. I mean, everybody that's your skinfolk ain't your kinfolk.
Look at all
we understand
those people
that,
that are on the other side already. So it's really about, if it's, if we're gonna say it's for the sake of the movement of allyship, yes, let's align together so that we can eliminate
hate across the board, period.
From white supremacists.
Yes, yes.
Like, that is the end goal, is to eliminate a white supremacist. Now, do we need, it's just kind of, it's just kind of like this. We know Black people be killing each other, but we saying Black lives matter. We ain't worried about that.
We be using
it. You know what I'm saying? So we put that to the back to handle what's in the front.
Right, that's true.
So that, so
we still handling the Black on Black crime, and we taking care of that as we should, but we are still at your necks about this Black Lives Matter, because that shit matters. Period.
Exactly. So we gonna have your back, Asians.
Long as y'all have the same type of respect.
Exactly. Stop following us around in the beauty supply store. In American Deli, I need to make y'all wings a little bigger. Cause they been a little
on that note. We
they
are
been a little small. Okay, we can talk about the we can talk about Quavo and Saweetie in our next segment, but we're gonna get into this next one.
Tsunami. Introducing Tsunami Wave Surfers, handcrafted in Italy, drop ship directly to your door. To get a pair, hit the link in the bio right now.
Tsunami
Wave, surf, splat, tsunami, big drip, wave, Italian surf, leather and sway, lead away.
Wave, surf, splat, tsunami, wave, surf, splat, tsunami.
All right, y'all, welcome back. We are excited to introduce a very new segment to the show. I think it's well needed, because as usual, the queens and I, we definitely hold it down, and we make sure that it, that the strong Black female opinion is present.
Every week.
Every week. But to show our listeners a little diversity and to be fair and unbiased, we'd like to introduce the male perspective with our first guest, a fellow podcaster, one half of the About 30 podcast, Jack of All Trades, Mr. Money Making Mondays, my favorite Instagram friend. You my favorite friend on Instagram.
I love you too.
Because let me tell you something. We be cutting up.
The DMs go crazy.
The DMs go crazy. We're going to talk about these DMs today.
We got to talk about it.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So we're bringing you a topic, and then you gonna...
Did you say his name?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even... I did all that and didn't even drop your name. The King, Jerry King, Jay King.
Yes.
Welcome, King.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here, y'all.
We're glad to have you.
For sure.
Yeah.
We got some questions.
We got questions. Okay. First of all, shooting your shots on social media.
Yes.
How do we feel about that? How do we feel about shooting your shot on social media? Okay, before we get into that.
Yes.
We didn't get to talk about the Quavo and Saweetie incident on the culture list.
Ooh, we...
And as legend has it, Quavo sent a snowflake to the...
Allegedly.
Soap, to the soap. No, this is fact.
He
put a snowflake in Saweetie's DMs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Originally
to bag her. So, right. How do we feel about that? Is that the correct way to date in court in our new day and age of social media, or what?
Yeah, I think for social media and during quarantine, it's like one of the primary ways, because we're not outside like we used to be.
True that.
Everybody's on Instagram, Twitter, Clubhouse even. So Yeah, the DMs get crazy. Like that's where we at with it.
Okay, so
is that fair though? I think that's fair, because if you get on a dating site, it's the same thing. Pictures,
yeah,
captions and DMs.
Right.
I'd be so unqualified. Okay, so let's talk about, because I'm in a big relationship. Okay, what about unsolicited DMs? Like, you know, Twitter is very sexually active. It's a little too much on Twitter.
Yeah, I'll be doing a lot.
People might be sending things to you, or sending things on them to you, like their private parts. You know, you have to
keep
those to
yourself. People sending unsolicited dick pics on social media?
People do that. That's a thing.
I thought that was just straight to the inbox.
So, how do we feel about unsolicited DMs?
Unsolicited DMs in general, cool. I mean, because any DM would probably be unsolicited. Right?
True that, right.
But if you're talking like straight sexual, I don't know you and I'm sending a dick pic.
Or I know you and I'm sending my dick pic.
I mean, so disclaimer, I might be a different type of dude. I'm not even on that type of time.
Right.
Okay, so if a male from your perspective is on that type of time, what time is that? 12:30, 6:30?
Nah, that's off the clock, bro. You can't do that.
Okay. Yeah, that not in today's world.
The thing is, a dick pic always has to be solicited. That's supposed to be for the text messages.
Yeah. Right.
You gotta be in there. You can't just...
Right, you set up the play.
Yeah, you can't just slide in the DM like, yo, you know.
Ta-da. But the sad thing about it is, it's so crazy because, like, social media lives for memes that tell all our business, right? And so it's so many memes that circulate that let these niggas know we don't like that shit.
Fact. That's a fact.
It's a whole bunch of niggas be broke, okay. The Instagram account is dedicated to a whole bunch of memes.
Niggas
to let
be broke, okay. That's an Instagram account.
Girl, don't worry. We're gonna start sending her some stuff.
You gotta follow that. Yeah.
Put me in the group chat.
I got to. Game, man. It's a little it gets crazy. It's funny. So I'm saying it's pages that are literally designed to let the men know this is not the way to come, and y'all still be coming strong just like that.
The thing is, it's quarantine, man. People been in the house for a year. They getting crazy. It's not right. It's not okay. But that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So what's the right way to approach a lady?
You talking like social media or in general?
Social media, and then we'll take it in general as well. Like, I got some questions about this whole dating thing.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be real. Like, my approach normally is like, if we're in a familiar setting, I might not have to know you, but maybe I know somebody who knows you, or we're in a comfortable spot. So it's real organic for me.
Mm-hmm.
But on social media, I think it starts with like in a couple pictures. Then you say something funny. You know, you might send a meme, a little, you respond to a story, let them know you watching. And then it kind of goes from there. But I'm not real bold like that unless I'm really at you. Then it's direct, like, hey, what's up? So that's what it is.
Men be trying to set up the dates in the DMs.
Dates in the DMs?
They be trying.
Wait, but they don't try to get the number first?
They be letting you know it up front, like, hey, I want to, I'm just telling business.
Hey, I mean,
let us know, because I'm not getting dates in my DM.
You don't need no dates. You better chill.
Right, that's right. Don't get nobody in between.
Unless they want to shoot a date to me in my DM.
That would be so cute.
That would be such a good role playing activity.
Yes.
Like, you know, just shoot your shot in my DM, baby, and then I'll meet you downstairs. Right. You know,
I'll meet you downstairs.
That would be so fun.
That's cute. Right. That's cute. But yeah, I haven't had any unsolicited photos or videos in my DMs, aside from I guess the people that get hacked. They tag me in the 18 and older videos on Facebook.
Please block me.
I do not like that.
They out of pocket.
But it do be some crazy types of stuff happening in the DMs. Like one time, and I hope this man ain't listening. This man sent me a message and asked if he could repost my picture on his page from my story.
He definitely listens. He part of that percent of males that listen to the show. And the answer is no. She's not posting you on her. You can't do
it. He in the podcast group. He in the Wait On It podcast group.
Ooh.
You know, you get
and they get crazy on there. Speaking of Wait On It podcast group, I've been asking all the males today. They said that the order goes daughter, mother, wife.
Ooh.
Wait.
Nah.
I asked my dad today and he started laughing.
Wait, daughter, baby's mother, and then wife?
Daughter.
Oh, your mother.
Your mother. and your wife.
No.
We didn't even put baby mama in there.
No, no.
What's the order?
What's the order?
The order.
Better answer right.
I'm going to just keep it 100. The order is wife, daughter, mother. Here's why. Here's why. If something goes down, if it's life or death, you can recreate a family with your wife, not right. your mother or your daughter. So wife is first. Your daughter is younger than both your wife and your mother. So when it comes to survival, she got to be protected. And then I love you to death, moms, but that's, I mean, me and you.
I
know,
cleave to my wife. If we, yeah, I left the family and created my own. Yeah.
That's a good answer.
That's a great answer.
That's a great answer because my dad said the answer is God, family, work.
Okay, dad.
Good job, dad.
Is that a deacon?
No.
Okay.
He's not.
But that's a good answer,
good
too.
Good answer,
deacon
God.
Deacon dad over there.
But you know, I feel like and if I feel like I come first in my dad's life, then that means he's doing his job. And at the end of the day, every one of those people in those positions should feel like they're first in a man's life.
Yeah, I agree. I'm confidently secure that my mom and dad, I guess I just know my place, but I also know my dad will give his absolute last for me.
Right.
I'm very confidently secure that my dad is going to, you know, ride for his wife.
Yeah.
Because that's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah. I mean, you want to make them feel like they're number one.
Right.
Obviously, but when it comes down to it, that's what it is. I'm just saying an unpopular
opinion. Yeah. So, sorry. The weight on the pot. Shout out to Jarrell, but they crazy as hell.
Yeah,
they
wild.
They wild over there. They are wild.
Pat is wild too.
They are wild, but they doing big things. And
yes,
I'm proud of them.
And we love them. They are friends to the show. So big love to y'all.
Big love. Okay, do you have something from the male perspective for us? All
right, boom. I got a little story time.
Okay.
All right, so. I'm dating a girl. Well, not even dating. I'm getting to know a girl.
Oh, damn. I wanted to ask you questions about the dating thing. So
go ahead. Well, go ahead. You can ask me.
No.
You already started the story. Go ahead.
You're getting to know this girl. All
right. So, boom. Getting to know this girl. This is a couple years ago. And I had just gotten out of a relationship. And I let her know, like, hey, I just got out of a relationship. I've been seeing you for a while. I think you're cute. I want to get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
I told her what I think that should look like.
Did you slide in the DMs and say that?
No. This was back before COVID. So, we were at a little house party. Met her up, you know, similar circles. And so I'm like, hey, I want to get to know you. I let her know, hey, I just got out of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go too fast, but I want to get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
Started getting to know her. And I'm the type of dude that's kind of like open. I communicate, like all of that stuff. So she's digging the vibe, but we're getting to know each other. I started to see a couple things that I didn't necessarily vibe with, but we still getting to know each other. So that's cool. I kind of feel back a little bit, but we still talk, communicate, because we can still be friends.
Right.
Fast forward, you know, it fizzled out. Fast forward, we rekindled, not talking, but just like communicating. And she's like, oh, you gave me false hope.
Aww.
And so I'm like, well, I mean, I tried to say what I wanted and I tried to do what I said. And in my opinion, I did that. She agreed, but she still feels like I gave her false hope. So my question to y'all is, why do women feel like if a guy is different, that they can progress the relationship even if you say it's one thing and you're still doing that same thing that's not relationship?
Let me tell you where you messed up at.
Okay.
You said that she recognized that she was doing things that you didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk to her about the things that she was doing that she didn't like, that she was doing? Did you talk to her about those things? Did you call them out? Did you address them? Did you tell her why you was falling back?
Yes. So the thing about us, our thing was, we talked a lot. So we talked about a lot of good stuff and a lot of bad stuff. Like, we was on the phone 2 hours.
Yeah.
Late at night. But it was really getting to know each other.
Right.
And I feel like that's just different in this day and age. Because it's more like, if I'm getting to know you, it's like, I might hit you up every couple days. We might link. You know, it's not really intense like that.
So it was an intense get to know you era.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we the lines get blurred a lot because your version of one thing is completely different from our version, you know?
Yes, and women are very emotional. They can see one quality in you and plan their whole rest of their life with you.
Not only that, but y'all on the phone, you still just talking to her, but we're on the phone until 2 a.m., like,
yeah.
Those things matter.
The week.
Those things do matter, right?
Yeah. Spending a lot of time.
Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
If I said, I want to get to know you, right?
Yeah.
And I also said I don't want it to move too fast. So we're not doing anything sexual. We're not, you know, we went on a couple dates and stuff, but it was really like, I'm really literally trying to get to know you. What is my word worth if I don't do what I said I was going to do? That's literally what I said I wanted to do, right?
Yeah. So what was her false hope? I mean, I guess, I don't know.
What's the difference? What's your definition of getting to know you and dating?
That's a good question.
Because dating is basically getting to know you.
Yeah, I think you, so I think dating means that you are going, you're putting yourself in different settings to get to know someone. So we might go to the park, we might go to eat, we might paint a picture at Sip and Paint, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's dating. Mm-hmm. Getting to know somebody is really just the conversational piece of it. Like, I'm picking your brain. What is your stance on this? That type of thing.
So can two exist or coincide at the same time? Because are you just picking my brain over the phone where we don't share physical space?
Yeah, I think they have to coexist because you first get to know somebody and then it progresses into dating. But dating does not mean that you're going to be in a relationship or even that you're...
That is very true.
So, but think about the time that you put into the talking stage,
right,
could lead to false hope of where I want to be or yeah, where we're going. So if I'm talking to you on the phone till 2 o'clock in the morning, then I know that eventually we're going to be going together soon.
See, you brought up a good point. A lot of women that I talk to... Mm-hmm. It's so 2 points. You brought up a good point too. I think time is a big thing with women because I'm gonna just be real, like the whole clock thing, right? But time is relative to experience. Like, you, time does not matter if you don't experience the right things. Mm-hmm. So we could talk for 2 years and not do anything in those 2 years.
Yep, sure.
But a lot of times women, some men too, but women are like, oh man, I've been talking to him for 2 years, but what did y'all gain? What did y'all learn in those 2 years?
Facts. This is the facts right here.
And that's the part, you know? And I try to be vocal about that, but I think there's something just in that psyche that's just hard to break. And that's where I ended up with the quote-unquote false hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta... Women are very emotional and very territorial and will get clingy if you do too much.
Yeah.
And it's not the same wavelength, so...
That's the truth. Like, I'm thinking of my own little experiences and stuff like that without putting myself out there.
I'm trying to see how Miss Bachelorette gonna do it.
That's
what I wanna see.
Now,
how she gonna let it out in these next little 5 minutes. What's your dating question for the mister?
Oh, well that kind of sort of goes into it. So dating and getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. If that happens, you know, simultaneously.
Yeah.
If you decide that you no longer want to get to know them, is there an abrupt end to that, or just I'ma just fall back, fade into the dark?
Yeah,
that's a great question. That's a great way to put it.
So my first piece is that fading into the dark is never okay. Everybody in here is about 30, right? So
right,
yeah.
We grown as hell. So I think communication is a big piece. You have to let whoever you're talking to know,
yeah,
where you stand at all times. So I think in that talking, getting to know, dating, check-ins are important. Like, how do you feel? You know, what are your thoughts and feelings on what we're doing? How do you feel? Like, we just did this last week. How are you feeling? Like,
it's funny that you say that, because men don't like the what are we doing conversation. A lot of men don't like the what are we doing conversation. They are saying, I told you what we're doing. This is what we're doing. I don't understand why you don't know what we're doing, because I just told you what we're doing.
Men be like that when they only trying to do, when they not trying to give no commitments. They be on the, we ain't got to check in because it ain't nothing there, when they not trying to be on no commitments. But when
right,
they into, from what I've noticed, seen,
yeah,
when they into you, they going to be checking in with your ass.
That's a fact.
So, what you doing? Are you seeing anybody else? Am I the only person
that's
spending time with you? Or they might say little slick comments like, yo, I know you got a lot going on this week. I'm sure people want to see you, but can I get on the schedule?
Mm-hmm.
You're right. There's people on the schedule. So, I mean...
The dating world is real cute these days. I just like watching y'all do it from the side, because I've been with my baby for a minute and I'm not trying to date. I really didn't even date like that. Like,
I'm happy
just
for
really
the experience.
Been us. So dating is weird.
This is my
y'all
first.
Are weird.
I feel like this is my, because whatever whatever I thought I was doing with these niggas in my 20s,
you weren't doing shit.
No. And I want that message for all of the sub listeners. No, okay. This, you know what? End of segment.
Yes. So, Mr. King, thank you so much for coming and blessing us on the male perspective. We're gonna have to come bring you back in. This might have to be your segment. We don't know. We're gonna test the water.
Feel it out
and see what's going on. But tell the people out here everything you got going on. Tell us about the podcast, the businesses. Do your little spiel.
The skirt, skirt.
Okay. Thank you for the time. Thank you for inviting me, y'all. This is beautiful. I got five things going on. One, I have a pressure washing business that I started. It's called Alturis Pressure Washing. You can follow us on Instagram. Alturis is Alturis Pressure Washing. So we do commercial, residential, house cleaning, concrete, all that. The second thing that I have, if you follow me on Instagram, @_j.king_, I do a segment called Get Money Monday every Monday morning, where I talk about financial literacy, motivational tips in general. Lately, it's been a lot of like real estate tax stuff just because of the season that we're in. So I do that. The third thing, I have a couple YouTube channels, one for my motorcycle because I get busy a little bit. And then the second one for the pressure washing. So that's four. And then five, I'm a financial advisor by trade. So, you know, I'm here to help my people. Like,
period.
If y'all need help, y'all have questions or whatever, get at me, ask me questions. I don't mind having a conversation. I said five, maybe six. I have about 30 podcasts with my co-host, Nettie. Yes. And, you know, it's similar to what y'all are doing. So we definitely appreciate the vibe and we have similar things going on. And we talk about a lot of cool stuff. So y'all check us out at Bout 30, BoutThirty. And that's what I got.
This man is busy.
He is booked and busy. Yeah. So appreciate you. We'll definitely have you back on the show. We're going to get into this next mix. And coming up next, we got the East Side Queen in the building. So y'all keep it locked and we're going to be right back.
Introducing Tsunami Wave Surfers, handcrafted in Italy, drop shipped directly to your door. To get a pair, hit the link in the bio right now.
Tsunami
Wave Surf Splat Tsunami Big Drip Italian Leather and Sway. Lead away.
Wave Surf Splat Tsunami Wave Surf Splat Tsunami.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We got the East Side Queen in the building.
Yes.
We talked her up the whole show, and she's finally here.
Yes.
You know, she got plenty alter egos.
For sure. Many hats that you wear, queen.
Yes, Tiffany, Tiff, T to G, she on your ass either way.
Exactly.
No matter what.
welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you have a lot going on. What have you been up to since quarantine?
So since the quarantine started, y'all know I'm out of the show. Well, y'all know I'm out of the show.
Right. We should start from the last time we saw you.
Exactly.
Okay. So for those that are listening, the last time we saw Miss T to G over here, she was literally burning it down at the
DTLR fashion show.
Right. Shout out to Jock, friend of the show.
Yes. She literally came and broke the girls up.
She broke them all up and won. So there was DTLR does a yearly, you know, spring fashion show, and of course your girl on the carpet back when the outside was wide open and really deep into the hustle.
Okay.
And so it's always good to see a familiar face whenever we're like in the field. But girl, they had an actual like fashion competition, you know, during the little
walk contest.
Right.
And we Tiffany was like, came in her custom Tiffany? Pieces. Yes. And Maybe. we hyped her up. Yes, she definitely won and it was a whole vibe.
We gotta dig up that footage for Throwback Thursday.
Oh, I definitely still
Thank
got it.
You.
Okay. For
so
sure.
It's
so,
lit.
So since then, what have you been up to?
So I did definitely learn how to sew. I've been making bikinis for like strippers and when you go out of town, birthday dresses. I'm working on a bikini line.
Ooh.
And I did start doing a YouTube TV show about other designers and things like that. So I've been filming for that. I made a couple more songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just been trying to get money, you know.
Period. Hello.
Now don't come out here whispering now.
Right.
Because
we know you, girl.
Because when we put it out, we gonna drop it off. So you talked a little bit about the show. Fashionaires
of Atlanta, right?
I actually, I want to say, is it Cece? She got the story in Arbor Place. One of the ladies who used to be on the show, I was there, did a little grand opening. She opened up her little section.
You was there.
It was, yeah, I was there. I don't know if the footage got out or what happened, but I was there. She opened up a little section in the store. It was cute or whatever. So how did you get the opportunity to get on the show with them?
Yeah.
So a couple years ago, or maybe it was last year, I think it was in 2019, though, this guy named John Pierre called me and wanted to do a pool. And that's when I had, like, buy and sell, like, already made items, but they were just really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted to do a pool for a girl that was on the show. And I did it. And then he's like, oh, you should try out and do it. You know, it's good exposure, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, all right. So I sent the message, and the dude never called me back.
Oh, man.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And this is when I first started, like, literally right after the DTLR show.
Mm.
I didn't even know how to really sew back then. I was hand sewing stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the next year, which is, like, for this season, season three, he reached out to me and was like, hey, do you want to do a show if you're interested? Can you do an audition tape real fast? I'm like, okay. I go to Brittany House. You know, my
Brittany Brown. Yes. Yes. Hey, girl.
Hey. So I go to her house, we start drinking, I did a little audition tape, send it over, and like that same night, he's like, come on, you can do it. So I'm like, okay.
Yes.
Great. Well, this whole thing ended up being a ghetto nightmare.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really surprised as well. Well, I'm not too surprised because John Pierre gave me a little bit of a background about it before. However, they said it was supposed to be all new people on the show, all new everything, and it's supposed to be about back to business, and some of the people that actually is about business, they are on there, which gave me a positive vibe in the beginning.
Okay.
But there's also some people on the show that ain't really doing too much.
Uh-oh.
But they want to still be on the show.
They doing with the tea. They...
They doing with the fried, whatever.
They having tea parties. I saw the preview.
The Ooh. Tea party, yes. I'm not even going. So, like.
Talking to the mic.
The people that actually are booked, busy, doing mm-hmm. things, it's kind of like they're intentionally trying to mess the event up. Okay.
The troublemakers.
Because I saw the trailer and it is like it is giving hot mess.
It's giving. It's giving. All the girls.
It's giving.
Finding all the receipts.
It's also giving fashion with no fashions.
Ooh! Why did I say that? I said that exact same thing. I'm like, y'all.
Where is the fashion?
The ones that's giving the fashions is the ones they keep on trying to hate on, you know?
Of course.
That's horrible.
So what is it like being, like, you're filming now?
Yes.
So what is it like having, you know, cameras on you, like, during your filming moments?
At first, the hardest thing is, like, trying not to look into the camera.
Right.
You know?
Because we want to follow where the, like, where, you know.
You know, pick pose ready at all times. So that's the hardest part. But... the cameraman, like the mics and everything, it still kind of goes normally. The only difference is it's like a bright light in the face. So,
do you feel like the situations or the scenes, the scenarios are kind of like intensified by the producers or those special people know what their role are, so they already know?
So one of the guys that's on the show is also like, it's his show.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, it's his show.
Yes.
So... he is setting up very messy situations, but he's not informing both parties of the mess, you know?
That's a mess.
That's Mona Scott Young.
I was going to say that, but I ain't want to say it.
Mm.
Allegedly, because we don't know if she do that for real.
Right, but...
and we ain't got time, but we know.
Yes.
We know, but we know. So what would you say your storyline is? Are you giving drama... I hope they don't. I hope
they made
girl.
It all about me this season.
Oh, I can't wait.
At first, in a positive way, but also I'm in the hot seat, I guess. Okay. And that's why I made a diss song about them.
Okay.
I heard it.
This is a good segue. So, in addition to fashion, you do music too.
Yes.
How you start doing that?
I started doing the music because when you're a businesswoman and you got to pay for everything yourself, you start tallying up how much everything is costing, and I wanted to do a commercial. And you know, it's the video man, and it's the props, and it's the location, mm-hmm. and it's this, and it's that, and it's this. And I'm like, I'm spending all this money, and I ain't even gonna be in the daggum video, you know?
Right.
So I was like, well, if I do my own music, then I would have a reason to do the videos. And of course, I'm gonna put the clothes in there no matter what. Right. So it all just kind of started coming together.
Wow. And I'm not gonna lie, I heard the raps.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna tell you my favorite one.
What?
The beat with the time to go to trial.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite one. And that's the one where Mr. Biggs, he took all his instrumentals offline.
Girl, and when I tell you I can't find the instrumental, because I told you I was still working last night and I could not find it, because I was definitely about to put that slide right that up under your interview.
Oh, okay.
But I got the hot girl one. So
okay,
you'll hear it for you. But dang, so Mr. Biggs took the, so you the reason why I couldn't find it.
Uh-oh. No, not me. Somebody else is the reason. But I had to go to a beat man, and he had to redo the beat for me. Like, make it from scratch.
Okay.
So that's my favorite one, because that's the one that can get cleared on any platform.
Yes.
I'm not getting caught up with iTunes or SoundCloud or nothing like that.
Okay.
So
I'm going to give it a stream too on the way out of here.
That's the one. I like that one.
Thank you.
And you know, everybody can't rap.
I thought I was going to be able to.
But you do it good. I mean, I feel like rapping is easy for you when you got the gift of gab. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the confidence, too, because it ain't nothing without the delivery. And you really can't fake that.
That's why
I always had a little pop to you anyway.
That's why I'm hoping and praying they really not really trying it like that.
They never, girl. They are trying it. They're trying it
too. Girl, we about to find out, because we are definitely watching. So when does it come? When does it air? And what platforms does it air on?
So the reunion's supposed to be in August, and then, I mean, either May or August. And then it's supposed to be airing in September.
Okay.
Mm.
So yes.
Got it. Okay, so are you self-taught when it comes to the sewing, or did you?
Well, remember Kiara Mays?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
not Kiara Mays, Kiara.
Steve.
Yes.
Kiara Steve?
Yeah.
My Tuesday girl.
So I called her and was like, girl, I really want to learn how to sew. Nobody want to teach me. I'll pay. And she's like, nah, I could teach you some things. You can just come over.
And so she's dope too.
She really is. And so she helped me like thread my machine. I couldn't even hardly get past the threading.
Mm.
And she taught me a few little moves on the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I went over there like 3 times. And she showed me like different things. And of course, like, as I'm learning, I can always call her like, hey, I'm stuck here, you know.
Right.
But besides that, self-taught. And I made sure to make friends in the fashion industry in Atlanta.
That's a key thing.
Yes. Because I FaceTime them as well when Kiera can't answer or whoever can't answer. I have multiple people that I can call to like help me out. Like, I'm stuck and I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yes.
So go ahead.
You said you make clothes for dancers and for ladies that wanna, you know, go out big for their birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like an ideal client, someone that you like, a celebrity that you would love to style, or, you know, an image that you just wanna put your spin on?
So my favorite designer, well, I have a couple of them, but I like to put my spin on Nene LaShiro Designs.
Mm-hmm.
I love, for some reason, I love Shane Justin, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's another designer called Loka. So I've actually been practicing by putting my own twist on a few of Loka's designs.
Uh-huh.
And one of my videos on YouTube actually got over 1,000 views.
Period.
Yes.
Yes.
Small victories.
Absolutely. It is a celebrate every single step, okay?
So those are the ones that I put my twist onto.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as who would I love to style, one of my biggest goals is to get, you know, on the Housewives of Atlanta reunions.
Oh, yeah.
I would
love. Because they be
snatched.
Good and nasty.
Sitting.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody's sitting.
Sitting.
Okay.
You might have looked a mess all season, but you're
guess
sitting
what?
Now.
The reunion is, you're going to be on point.
Yes.
Reunion,
honestly, any reunion show, the girls are always
they
together.
Try.
They are. They really, well, for Atlanta.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know, and maybe because you're into fashion, but certain places have like their own style. Like, I can tell a girl from Miami, you know, I can tell Atlanta fashion.
Yeah.
I can tell I live in Macon,
Alabama. Baby, when I went to Alabama, it was hard. Like, I never really had an accent, but when I went to Alabama, I had to cut it on because I am not one of you. I am not you.
What?
I am not one of them. What? And you went to school. Where'd you go to school?
What?
Was it Arkansas?
Yeah, Arkansas Pine Bluff.
That's right.
So, girl, I know you was feeling it out there. What's the fashions out there in Arkansas hitting on?
Actually, there are a few little chicken head stores.
I be calling them chicken head stores too, girl. I got my favorite chicken head store in South
and I was not mad, you know? I was not mad.
Okay, I was trying to do a little song.
Okay.
A little song.
If you got a good chicken head store, because they got gems, it be the pieces that you put together.
Yeah.
You know?
I really think fashion is really whatever you put together.
That's right.
It's how you wear it.
It's how you wear it. It's not really about a big label thing.
That's very true.
Yes. I was not mad at the fashions down there. And they have some good designers coming out of Arkansas as well. And they be hitting too.
That's what's up.
Good. Yes.
Okay. We got a couple more questions for you. So what, for you, what would you say is valued more? Authenticity or personality for the cameras?
For the cameras, for this show, for this particular show, it's going to definitely be personality over authenticity. Because they don't care. They don't care. They don't care. They'll wear the fake bags. They'll beef with you. And you don't even know why. Like, girl, why are you doing all this?
Right.
And they don't tell you why. They just want to make a big deal out of nothing, pretty much.
You think that people are really in it for the fame and less in it for the industry, the craft?
Well, no. Some of these people, they do good work. But what I think is they're being some clowns for the camera so they can get their name out a little bit more. Mm. But I would prefer not to look like a clown on camera, you know?
Right, because you know the hood going to be on you.
You know?
First off, because you got a real big, you know what I'm saying, everybody from the hood.
They know, you know.
Put on for each other.
Exactly.
So you got to make us look good.
I'm trying.
With a good big T at the end.
Okay.
They are definitely trying to make me look bad. That's all I can say.
Nah, you
know, I hate that.
I understand.
It's, one call, that's all.
Right. Period.
You know, I got the lawyers on deck. So I ain't tripping about that.
Well, without further ado, I want you to drop off your single with us.
Yes.
Let us know where we can listen to that, get your streams up, and how we can follow you.
And I just want to say this, too. I made that song in 45 minutes, and I recorded it in 35 minutes.
Wow.
So this was specifically just like something for the cameras because they had made me mad, and it was just a quick little whatever, you know. Now, how you can follow me, on Instagram, it's Tiff Is Dope AF. On Twitter, it's Tiff Is Dope AF. And on Facebook, it is Tiffany K. Anderson.
Got it.
So please hit me up, especially if you need some threads, because that's my main thing. But also, for the women, I can definitely write you a few verses very shortly. And the price range starts at $80 all the way up to $250. So you can definitely hit me up on that as well.
I know this, right?
Hello.
Okay, drop the song off for us. Introduce the song.
Oh, so this song is called Don't Trust Them by T to G.
And y'all get into it. We'll be right back.
Yo, real East Side shit. These hoes talking about they some fashionaires, but it's really like some fashion. Hell to the nose. Y'all must forgot who the fuck I was. This big T up in this motherfucking thing. Don't ever forget that shit. See, I don't love them, I don't trust them, I don't fuck them. I run off with them cash and them jewels, then I duck them. If he a money making bitch, I might plug him. But if there's no benefit, sis, I'ma dub him. I got some real hitters on the east. They only show they face when it's time to act a beast. And on the west, I got them killers, money making drug dealers. I'm the ones that's gonna really hold the trigger. And when I step on the scene with the gangster lean, always in search of a paper scheme. Money makers know that when I step in the building, it's turned up to the ceiling. And I will put a hater in their place. It be the broke bitches that got the most to say. Broke ass can't do nothing until payday. Drive Uber 2 weeks to make what I use for play, bitch. Real East Side hitter, that ain't. the trigger. No, real east side hitter that ain't scared to pull the trigger. No, don't trust these bitches, but these bitches do my own shit. Come for the queen, cause I'm too motherfucking lit. I pay them dust, cause I can't pay for a broke bitch. Don't give a fuck if it don't involve my pocket. So why these hoes so pressed out tea? Is it because these wannabes really like what they see? Is it because these bird bitches can't fuck with the G? You wanna know how I feel? Fuck you, pay me. And I'm a real queen from the south. These dick riding hoes always in search for clout. I know they better watch the words that come out their mouth. I'm done playing games, put them hoes in timeout, bitch. I'm gone. Real east side hitter that ain't scared to pull the trigger. No, real east side hitter that ain't scared to pull the trigger. No, you already know what's up. Real east side hard head hoes. Y'all must ain't know who the fuck y'all was playing with, but I got so much more heat for you in all different forms, hoes. Next time you wanna come for the queen, you better bring your motherfucking army, hoes. I'm out this bitch.
Last year, COVID stopped us from a grand opening, so this year, you know we're doing it big. Mark your calendars for March 28th, beginning at 2 p.m. for the one-year anniversary and grand opening block party for the house. That's right, the house. Food, games, cash, raffle, and live DJ. Fun for all, so no excuse not to pull up. We celebrate the one-year anniversary of the house. 1719 Candler Road in Decatur. Vendors welcome. Call 310-691-6677 for details. That's 310-691-6677. Pull up.
All right, y'all.
We're getting into the food for thought. Thank y'all for getting this to the end of the show. And we have been
playing.
I want
Easter to say this, okay?
Yes, yes.
Because this is not me, Lord. This is not me.
And Mama Karen, this is specifically for you. Because we know this segment is, you know, they don't listen.
They don't listen.
It's actually best that they don't. But, you know, we have maneuvered our segments around so many times to have a good
flow for the show.
And we always have to end with the word. It's best.
But however, you see, they be making it, they be putting me in the hot spot. You know, they catch me saying something salacious, scandalous, or sexual, or then they put the ratchet music on.
It be ratchet before the word.
It's not me, Lord. You know my heart.
We gonna work on it. We might have to start off with the word and end ratchet. That might be worse. That's just like when you get out of church and you just cut on the
radio.
Twerking. Yeah. So God knows our heart, and we're just gonna prepare. Take this time to breathe in and breathe out, and channel yourself for the word this evening. So go ahead, Reverend. You got it.
Y'all are so funny. All right. Well, again, thank you all for holding on till the very end of the show. Again, I try to take some of the messages and some of the things that have been on my mind or in meditation for myself throughout the week. And, you know, if the Lord sees fit, share that with you. Last week, we talked about peace in your heart. And I think that was pretty well received, but I couldn't just leave us out here to pasture about, you know, how fragile and how important it is that we take care of our minds and the thoughts that we think. And even before I even begin this is a constant prayer between the parts of my day. I ask God to clear my mind and rid it of limiting thoughts, rid it of negative thoughts, of hateful thoughts, of thoughts that will tear myself down, of thoughts that are not, you know, conducive to building, doing the work that builds your kingdom. Because, you know, our lives are constantly moving in the direction in which our strongest thoughts. And we know that. We got reminded of that this week with a good little, you know, quick little message on Instagram. What we think really does shape who we are. So in the word, in Philippians chapter 4, Apostle Paul was writing letters while he was in prison. And I think that it's important to say that, you know, maybe a reason why he was writing these letters was to also keep himself encouraged and to be mindful and take accountability of his own thoughts as well. But nonetheless, he definitely always had a message or a word or intention behind the words that he uses. So he tells us, Paul tells us that our thoughts shape our lives. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, right, and pure, or anything that is excellent or praiseworthy, he tells us to think about that. And then whatever you have learned or received from me or seen me do or put it into practice, you know, workings of God, workings of Jesus himself, and the God of peace will be with you. So those are three things that he says in that word. He says to think about that. That is the good things, the positive things, you know, the joyful things, the things that bring God praise, the things that are done in excellence and fidelity, the things that are true, the things that are good. Essentially, he tells us to think good things, right? And then he tells us to put it into practice. The ways that God has taught us, his teachings, you know, how we treat one another, how we worship him, how we set our lives to please him, put that into practice. So do it, right? So you think this way, and then you do these things, and then God of peace will be with you.
Yes.
So you think good things, in the words of
Maurice Beasley,
doing it big in Clayton County, but very proud to say that he was once my principal at the great 701 Stevenson Road.
Yes.
When you think good things, you do good things. And when you do good things truly do happen. But we have to take accountability of the thinking good things part.
Yes.
So the most important part of this message is to take inventory of your own thoughts. And if you need help doing that, then you can start by taking inventory of your feelings and your emotions, because that'll tell you a lot about the things that you think. And if you find that you might need to fine-tune your train of thought or the things that you're thinking about, then you do what's necessary for you to do that. We are still at the end of fasting season for some, but for others that choose to fast for whatever reason, you know, or rhyme that they need, remember when you're deciding, you know, when you're creating those intentional goals within your fast, like, look exactly what it is that you want help in. God, please, I need you to cleanse my thoughts. So anything that contributes subconsciously to the way that I think about things, whether it's the music or the people that I surround myself with, or even the way that I speak to myself or about myself, please, God, help me with that. If you're looking to fast, it might be a good idea to cut out some of the music that you listen to, you know. Put the phone down. Tell your friends you can't talk during these times, because I need that time to really focus my mind, my thoughts, you know, on what I have to do, on the good things, the things that are good and pure. Whatever it is that you need to do, make sure you take accountability of that, and do what you got to do so that you can go ahead and get your praise right, and you can live your life right, and God can continue to bless you. So that's what I have for today. I hope that you all receive that word. I hope that it touches those who need it. And I pray that we all are able to apply it throughout the rest of our week. Again, it's your girl, Brittany Kristen. Don't sleep. It's Nightmare Radio.